Literature review day one. As a mathematical physicist, I spend a lot of my days reading and scouring papers. So because this is my alt account, I figured I'm going to do something different. I'm going to tell you about a paper that I'm reading today. A lot of these are going to be fairly technical. I'm working on a few very technical projects right now, and so it's the nature of the game. But as a mathematical physicist, this is what the job boils down to quite frequently. So today I'm reading the paper Connections and Dynamical Trajectories in Generalized Newton-Cartan Gravity 2, an Ambient Perspective, by Xavier Beckart and Kevin Morand. So the main topic of this paper is trying to better characterize and understand the geometry of certain types of spaces called spacetimes with degenerate metric structures. Now this is a really long paper, it's 77 pages long, but the reason why I'm reading it is because I'm interested in something called a Carolian spacetime, named after Lewis Carroll. A Carolian spacetime is like a regular spacetime if the speed of light was zero. So no points in a Carolian spacetime are causally linked to any other points. And the reason why a Carolian spacetime is an example of a degenerate spacetime is because a Carolian spacetime doesn't have a spacetime metric. Typically, one of the components of the metric in a non-degenerate spacetime is proportional to the speed of light. Actually, it's proportional to the speed of light squared, but that's neither here nor there. And so when you take the limit as the speed of light goes to zero, you end up with something that's degenerate. One of your components is zero, which is a bad thing. And because of this project that I'm working on, my goal is to understand what the geometry of spacetimes where the speed of light is zero actually look like. We can talk about spacetimes having curvature. What does curvature look like in a spacetime where there's no speed of light? So anyway, this particular picture is discussing connections, and connections tell you how to build curvatures, and those are the kinds of things that I'm interested in learning about. Now, I'm not done with reading this paper yet, and I probably won't be done until perhaps tomorrow or the next day, but we'll see how it goes. I'll see you next time in the next literature review.